Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, in view of what's going on in Australia right now and a lot of the damage with the fires, probably you wanted to take a good opportunity to draw some attention to a really wonderful wine region in Australia called the Margaret River, which has, for my palate, produced some of the most elegant red wines in the entire country for years, and you wanted to bring us up to speed.
Yeah, and some of the best white wines as well. Maybe not the best known region Australia, but it's the westernmost. It's on the west coast, so it has a lot of maritime influence. And I think this plays a great deal to the fact that the wines just seem to be more refined, more elegant. And I've loved them for years, and it's a nice chance to do a show. The original founding winery was called Vass Felix.
Okay.
And it's in the Margaret River. And I remember 25 years ago or so tasting their Cabernet Sauvignon, which I loved. And I called it a pony wine because it was like a full-grown horse. It was a little bit smaller. It was scaled back. And every time since I've tasted a Margaret River wine, a red in particular, that's the way I feel about them.
Okay.
And just wonderful. Let me just read some notes of what I have here. This is the Vass Felix Cabernet Sauvignon from 2016, and this has an aroma of aromatic herbs, something like lavender, sage, violets, with notes of cassis thrown in. Very complex and a little bit idiosyncratic. Now on the palate, it's no more than medium bodied, and that's significant because in Australia you get some pretty big red wines.
You sure do.
The flavors are deep, but the intensity is restrained. And speaking of flavors, you get things like mintiness over high-toned cassis, a lot of good acidity, pomegranate, tart red apple. A very complete, complex wine. $45. I highly recommend it. If you're looking for a really impressive wine for a really good dinner, this would be my first choice these days.
Wow.
Awfully nice. Let's get out and support Australia. Now, also from Vass Felix is their Felius Chardonnay. This is sort of a entry level for them. Also Margaret River 2017 at $30. This is so typical of the white wines that come out of Margaret River, which I think are very refined, very, very well-tempered. Nothing overly exuberant, nothing over the top, but just sheer class. If you know what a good Puy Fuissé would taste like,
this is
a dead ringer. For like, you know, maybe a first growth Puy Fuissé or something.
Wow.
I liked it a great deal. A lot of pineapple, green peas, green pears rather, some tangy minerality. Totally dry, but just had a lot to say. I liked it very much. There's a neighbor of theirs right down the road called Venetius, and they have these incredibly lurid labels like a lot of Australian wines do. It looks sort of like a circus, you know, poster or something. The Right Hand is what this is called. Shiraz, Grenache, and Tempranillo from 2016. The usual blend is Shiraz, Grenache, Mourvèdre.
Right.
They separate the substitute Tempranillo for that. This is a really nice medium-bodied, supple wine, blessed with very deep flavors. It's very easy to like, very easy to drink. And if you want to compare it to something, I'd say it compares very favorably to a Cote d'Aron.
Really?
Yeah, so very much like that, very much. Here's the best part, Hugh, $12.
Gotta love it.
So what we're going to do is we're going to put all of these on the website at wypr.org, and people can go there and look under programs and features, scroll down to Seller Notes, click on that, the program will come up, and you click on the program that you just listened to. It's great. So give that a shot. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.